This is a study of 217 IT security and IT executives in various federal organizations, various departments and agencies. And really, based on our conversations and surveys, it basically seems that there's a potential problem out there from a security and data protection perspective.
So it's not so much that they don't feel comfortable in incorporating these new technologies. It's just they want to make sure that when they do it, everything is on the up and up and secure.
That's exactly right. Things like cloud computing, virtualization, greater mobility for the workforce, these are all good things. This actually leads to greater efficiency, but it just has to be done securely.
79% of folks see a rise in these use of collaboration tools out there.
Right.
79%, almost 80%, that's a big percentage.
It's a huge percentage. And, you know, in the olden days, we worried about database security, and now it's about data that resides on various shared drives, and you don't know who has access to all of the sensitive and confidential information that might be out there.
And in fact, half of the people you talked to said they're concerned about what you call this data leakage.
Right. I mean, basically, the data that's on shared drives, L drives, SharePoint, I mean, they can be secure, but they could also be leaking out. And you wouldn't really know who has access to this information. And it could be the most sensitive types of information, not just about people and our families or data about citizens, but it could also affect the critical infrastructure.
But more actually see mobility as a risky venture, not just, you know, the social messaging and the blogging and the wikis, that's about half, but more than 60% say that mobility actually could be the reason something gets out or something becomes insecure.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we love our smartphones. Look, I have to admit it, I carry my iPhone with me all the time, 24/7, 365, but these devices can have some security risk. Some of these devices can have botnets unbeknownst to the owner, and they can download onto systems and penetrate corporate networks. And so government can be grossly insecure by trying to do good and giving people the kinds of devices that make them more efficient can actually lead to security risk.
Now, one number that surprised me is that it shows about 71% of the respondents believe that cyber terrorism is on the rise. Really? I would have thought that number would have been a lot higher. What does that say about how much cyber terrorism is getting out there to people who are actually going to be impacted by it?
Well, I think a lot of people are starting to realize that cyber terrorism, it's not just cyber crime. It's an attack that is motivated by another country, that is a possibility. So the fact that it's 71%, you know, it should be 100%, quite frankly, but a 71% is good enough. It's a start to suggest that these executives recognize cyber terrorism as its own unique problem.
We just had the former CIO from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence on the program, and he was saying that in addition to all the cyber terrorism issues out there, one of the real big issues is cyber crime. And in fact, your survey finds exactly that. In fact, a cyber crime, almost more than double the people said that's one of their big issues and one of their big concerns.
Right. I mean, when we think about like a cyber crime attack, it could be any type of organization, commercial or government. And cyber criminals, you know, they're not discriminating. They look at the most insecure systems, and many of those really insecure systems that are treasure troves in terms of data are basically owned by the government. So that's why we see cyber crime as such a huge risk and problem area for the federal government.
So what's the solution? What do? We educate ourselves, obviously. We back up our systems, but what else is there?
Well, unfortunately, there's kind of this trend here for cost efficiencies to think about outsourcing, and that's where cloud computing is basically so valuable. It's a technology that allows us to have enormous efficiency. We just have to be careful in using these technologies. You have to educate people, but you also need better tools. You can't achieve a good security posture with just smart people. You need smart technology as well.
Why do the study? Who sponsored it, and why do it now?
Well, we're very interested in doing megatrends. We're as a research organization, focused on not what's happening now, but what is going to happen over the next 12 months, 24 months, maybe even 3 years out. this crystal ball stuff that we do is really important, because it's looking at these trends, these threat vectors that could actually lead to big risk if we're not dealing with the problems head on right now, or certainly in the near future. So that's what the purpose of the study is. And we're delighted to have the opportunity to work with CA. They sponsored the study. They found it interesting. But the study was independently conducted by Poneman Institute, our organization.
One of the terms that keeps coming through when I was reading the report is this idea of unstructured data. And in fact, in your first bar chart that you have there, you ask folks, do you believe that each megatrend increases security risk within your organization?
Right.
The number one item, 80% people said unstructured data is the megatrend that increases that security risk. What is unstructured data, and how, describe to us how this plays out in this framework?
Well, a great question, and let me just tell you by example. It's like a house with a lot of clutter. We have newspapers and papers, and, you know, because we're a research organization, I bring my work home, and it's really hard sometimes to find your car key because it's buried under all of this mess, and so it takes a little bit longer every day to figure out, you know, where did I leave my car key so that I can actually exit. And similarly, unstructured data is clutter. It's all of this information that is accumulating in a fast and furious way, and that information makes it very, very difficult to control what you have and actually to control the security of this information. Some of this information, even though it's sitting in Word documents, spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations, in different forms, basically, even though this information is, you know, not necessarily a huge database of information, it can contain unbelievably sensitive information, and that's why it creates a security risk.